disclaimer. Don't challenge me. It's not a good idea. What's up, everybody? Ron here. Responding to Kevin's challenge about this amputee thing. For me, it's kind of simple. It boils down to the needs of the many outweighing the needs of the one. And also, hold on one second. And also, you do the crime, you do the time. You know, I don't know enough about the backstory because it wasn't given on what he was doing trespassing, but he knew there were risks involved with whatever he was doing and there was a possibility of injury. Seeing as his injury isn't life-threatening, and it's only going to cost him a leg, that's something he's going to have to live with. You know, you could throw all kinds of moral dilemmas into it. He was trying to feed his family, blah, blah, blah. But what it boils down to in this situation is he was doing something he wasn't supposed to do. He got injured. We don't know that he's going to pay for his crime any other way. And, as Kevin said, taking the test and passing, you can better serve more people than serving just one. Albeit that the Hippocratic Oath means to first do no harm. I don't think you're doing any harm to the guy. It may hinder him being without a limb, but there are a lot of people that survive and thrive only having one limb. My cousin lost one of his legs to a drunk driver, and he is thriving. You know, he owns his own business. He's a scuba instructor. And, you know, he's no worse for the wear, technically, missing half of his one leg. So, for me, the choice is simple. It's I'm not going to help the guy. I'm going to go take my test and better help the whole of the world. So yeah, that's it for me. I mean, this is a quick one. Don't know if I'm back or not. I haven't been listening to topics. It's nothing personal. It's just I'm very busy with work, and I have life stuff going on that I cannot discuss at this time. And that's it. I love y'all. I miss y'all. Hopefully I'll gain some time to be able to listen and, you know, answer, but who knows. Later.